We have one or two new people, and that's very, very good. So if you're here for the first time, Susan, Michael, we're delighted that you are with us today. The Lord bless you all.
每次我们都有一些新的朋友，今天欢迎 Susan 和 Michael 今天跟我们在一起，愿主祝福你们。
We're going to just carry on as we usually do. I'm going to have some thoughts today from the book of Acts, and as you have questions, you just raise them as we go along. The events here at the chapel are pretty normal for the next few weeks, but Lord willing, we are going to have a baptism, probably on the third day of June. That's what we're looking for. So you pray about that, and if there you know of any who might be interested in baptism, you let us know. But that's our plan. We'll carry on for the next few weeks this way.
那我们未来几周的安排呢，还是会一样，只是我们在六月的三号呢，会有一个新的一个受洗的安排。如果大家有需要的，可以先跟长老来谈啊。
Very good. So Roy, I think probably another table might just help. So we'll let you. Roy is the table chairman. Any other comments that we should be making? Many have left us to go to China. And over the summer, it's coming and going and going and coming. But we're always happy when you're here, so keep coming. If you don't have to go, that's even nicer. So,
you keep coming. So,
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll start in our study today. Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了圣经。
And we acknowledge that is the way in which you speak to us today.
我们要承认今天您依然跟我们借着圣经说话。
And we're thankful that it's been translated into many, many languages so each of us can understand.
我们也谢谢您，它翻译成不同的语言，让每一个人能够理解。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who has been given to us so that we can understand the Bible.
我们也谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够明白圣经。
And so we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will teach each one of us today the truths of God that are in your word.
我们也祷告求您的圣灵带领我们，让我们今天都能明白神的真理。
Give us understanding hearts, we pray, but especially help us to obey what we learn.
给我们理解的心，也更重要的给我们顺服的心。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, we've been considering some truths in the book of Acts, and so I'm going to get you to turn to Acts. Chapter 5.
使徒行传的五章。
And we're just going to read together five or six verses, and we'll consider them. Acts chapter 5. We'll start reading in verse 12 down through 16.
使徒行传五章从十二节呢读到十六节。
And we're going to read some amazing things in these verses, so we'll stop to consider them because they are quite amazing.
我们要读到一些很令人吃惊的内容啊，所以我们会停下来来思考这些内容。
All right, so let's read it all together in English, and then you can read it in Chinese afterwards.
我们先一起用英语来读一遍。
The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Very good. Someone or some in Chinese, please.
我们来，要不我们顺序读一下这个这些经文吧。主祭使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们。
信而归主的人越发增添，原来在于很多，
甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿造在这什么人身上。
还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四周的城邑来，全都得了医治。
我们停在这，先停在这。
Very good, thank you. So, what we've got coming now is a bit of a summary of what is happening to the people in Jerusalem, especially the Christians in Jerusalem.
所以这里在讲的呢，是在耶路撒冷的人，尤其是那些基督徒发生的一些事。
We've had the story that we talked about last week of Ananias and Sapphira, and you will remember that they lied, they told a lie to the people and the Holy Spirit, and as a result, their lives were taken from them.
我们都在前一次听到了亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的故事，那他们对人呢，也对圣灵撒了谎，那最后的结果很糟糕，他们就失丧了自己的生命。
So that left the people pretty distressed.
这是带给人非常大的这个沮丧哈。
Verse 12 says that all this time some miracles and signs were done by the apostles.
所以十二节就讲到呢，这里时候呢是行了很多的神迹奇事。
Doesn't say that everybody was doing signs and miracles, but the apostles were.
这里讲到是使徒们哈，没有在讲所有人，只是使徒们。
And the signs were done in order to authenticate the message that the apostles and the others were teaching.
所以这些的使徒行的神迹奇事呢，其实是在证实当时使徒们所教导的话呢是有权柄的。
The problem is, how can you prove that something has taken place in the heart? You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it. How do you know it really happened?
那问题就是呢，你怎么知道，怎么去证明，你也看不见人心里已经发生的变化。
And so, in the Bible, there were miracles in the Bible, miracles took place in order to prove that the message was true.
所以圣经里呢，这些神迹其实都是为了去证明他们所传讲的信息是真实的。
So the Lord Jesus came as the Son of God. How could you prove that he was the Son of God?
就像耶稣是从神的圣子的身份到成肉身来的，我们怎么证明呢？
And the answer is, it was very simple. He did things that only God could do.
那答案很简单，因为他做了一些只有神能做的神迹。
And because he did what only God can do, people said, well, you must be God.
所以他做了一些呢，那人们就知道，哦，那他就是神了。
Among the many things that Jesus did, he was able to read the minds of people.
那在耶稣做的很多的事情里面呢，当中有一件呢，他能够读人的心思意念。
And so he would say, I know what you're thinking.
他说呢，我知道你在想什么。
Okay, now sometimes we can tell something about what a person is thinking by the expression on their face.
有的时候我们也能够知道人的心里所想的，通过他外在的表情。
But Jesus was able to tell what people were thinking because as God, he could read their thoughts.
那耶稣不是这样的方式呢，他作为神呢，他是能读人的思想的。
And he was able to tell people what was going to happen in the future.
他也可以告诉人呢，未来会发生什么。
His disciples came to him one day and said, Where would you like us to prepare the Passover meal?
有一天呢，他的门徒问他呢，我们在哪里去准备逾越节的晚餐？
And he said to them, Well, if you just go into the town, you'll find a man carrying a pitcher of water on his shoulder. You follow him, and he'll lead you to the place where we're going to eat the supper.
然后耶稣就告诉他们这么去准备，他说你们进这个城，对面呢会有一个人呢扛着一个水瓶出来，啊，你就跟着这个扛水瓶的人呢一直走，他进了哪一家呢，你就到那家去，那家就准备好了晚餐了。
How could he know that?
他怎么知道这些事呢？
Okay.If I were to say to you, I want you to go across the street to Choices Market, you'll find a man crossing the street. He'll be wearing a red shirt and he'll be wearing black pants. And you follow him and he'll be going into such and such a house. Would you think that was rather strange for me to say that?
如果今天呢，我告诉你，你现在出了这个教堂，你到对面的那个 Choice 的这个超市去。你就会看见呢，有一个人，他穿着红衣服，穿着黑裤子，他穿过马路，然后你就跟随他，他会进到哪个房子里去，那你觉得这，我告诉你这件事很正常吗？
Only God can know who's going to be there, when he's going to be there, what he's going to be doing, and where he's going to be going.
也只有神能知道谁会在那里，他什么时候在那里，他会去做什么事，只有神知道。
So the miracles were given by the apostles to authenticate the message that they preached.
所以这些神迹给出来，由使徒给出来呢，是来证明他们传的信息是从神来的。
Okay, and there were two kinds of signs. Number one, they were miraculous signs.
有两种的奇事哈，一种呢是神迹般的奇事。
They were miraculous in that only God could do them.
那如此的神迹呢，只有神能做。
But they were signs. And signs are there in order to point people in the right direction. Signs are there to tell you where to go.
但也有这种标识啊，那这个标识呢，就像我们的路标一样，它是告诉人到哪里去。
So every time God did a miracle, there was a reason. It was to tell people where to go.
所以每一次神做一个神迹都有个原因，他要带领人到一个地方去。
And they were wonders.
他们都是奇事哈。
What are wonders?
那奇事是什么？ Wonder 是什么？
Well, there are things that you think about, aren't they?
就是 wonder 就是你想的事情。
Sometimes you say something happened to me yesterday. It was so strange. I've been thinking about it.
你有的时候会说呢，昨天发生了一些事情很奇怪，我正在思考这件事情。
And God did His miracles in order that you and I think about them.
那神做了他的神迹呢，让我们能够去思考它。
That's why we read the Bible, and then we read it again, and then we read it again, because God wants us to.Think about it.
所以就为什么我们读圣经，然后又读又读，就是神希望我们去思想它。
All right, and the verse goes on. Verse 12 says, all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade.
十二节说呢，所有的信徒啊，都在所罗门的廊下聚集。
What's a colonnade?
廊下是什么？
A colonnade is a place where people walk or gather, and usually it's a place with columns on each side, and usually a roof overhead.
所以它一般呢，就是指那种廊子。廊子呢，就是，它两边有柱子，顶上有顶， 然后人们都是在里面走路的、啊、这种地方。
So in these days the Christians didn't have church buildings like we have.
对，那个时代呢，因为刚刚开始，所以基督徒们没有像我们今天有的这样的教堂。
But they wanted to get together like we do.
但他们也希望像我们这样的聚集啊，聚会。
So they said, well, where can we go? And they decided to go to the temple and to an area in the temple where they could meet.
所以他说，那我们这样，我们就到圣殿里去找一个地方去聚会。
So outside the temple were many open spaces with columns on each side, roofs overhead, where the people could meet to talk.
所以在圣殿外呢，有很多这样的有顶的有柱子的廊子，人们可以在那边聚会。
So they would get together there and they would meet, they would hold their church services, but they would be in, it would be open.
然后他们在那里聚会，他们也在那里行各种各样的礼啊，那敬拜神，然后但这些地方是开敞开的。
We hold our services in a building like this. People don't really know what we're doing.
就像我们在这个教堂也会每周日有主日的崇拜礼。
But if we didn't have any walls here, all the neighbors would know what we're doing.
但我们是有一个房子的，所以人我们关起门来呢，别人不知道我们在做什么。如果我们是一个敞开的空间呢，所有周围的人就都看见了。
And probably some of them would come.
也许呢，有人就会很好奇过来看一看，来听一听。
And they might say, they're peculiar people. You know what they do? They talk.
然后他们一定会说，哎呀，他们这是一群很奇怪的人，他们就在一起说话。
And other people would say, you know, they're very good people. I listened to what they said. They had some good things to say.
那有的人就会说，哎，他们都是很好的人，我听了他们说的，他们说的都是很有道理的。
So that's the way they were.
这就是他们在那个所罗门廊下在做的事情。
But verse 13 says, no one dared to join them.
13呢，其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们。
Why do you think they were reluctant to join them?
为什么你觉得他们不愿意去接近他们呢？
Quite possibly because they heard the story that Ananias and Sapphira had died.
也许他们就听到了那个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的那个故事了。
They thought, boy, you better stay away from those people.
他们就说，哎呀，你最好离这些人远一点了。
They probably said, if their God doesn't like you, He can just kill you like that.
他们很可能会这么说，如果他们信的神不喜欢你的话，他一下就把你给杀了。
So they respected them, but they were afraid of them, and they stayed a long way away.
所以他们很尊重，但是也很惧怕使徒们，所以他们远远的看着。
But in spite of that, people heard more and more about them, and verse 14 says, more and more men and women believed.
所以即便如此呢，人们还是越来越听多的听了这个福音信息，所以信而归主的人就多了，14节。
So they didn't join themselves to the church just because they were curious.
所以他们并不是说他们好奇来教会。
They only joined themselves to the church congregation and to the Lord Jesus Christ because they were sincere.
他们真的是因为很真诚，他们想要这个信息，所以他们来到教会跟他们一起聚集。
But because of their power, the power of their message and the authentication of the miracles and the signs, they said, this is right. We are going to join to it.
所以正是因为他们信息的大能啊、力量，以及他们行神迹的这个验证，证明他们所说的是来自神，信的人就多了，就说他们会说这个是真的。
I like to count. Okay, that's the very count. One,
count,
two, three, four, five.
他说我喜欢数啊。
Okay, and I'm not sure why because. I was never very good at arithmetic. I always make mistakes, but I still like to count.
虽然我的数学很糟糕，经常算错数，但我还是喜欢数。
So I was reading the Bible the other day, and I read the book of John,
有一天呢，我读圣经，我读约翰福音。
And in the book of John, there are many mentions of the word truth.
在约翰福音里呢，经常出现真理这个词。
Do you think truth is important?
你们认为真理重要吗？
Would you spend a lot of time listening to people if it was all lies?
你会去一直听一个一直撒谎的人说话吗？
Or would you rather listen to truth?
或者你愿意听真理呢？
And so the book of John begins with a line like this. It says, "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ."
那约翰福音呢，就从这样的一个经文里出来啊，他就说恩典和真理啊是由耶稣基督来的。
So there are 22 chapters in the book of John.
约翰福音有22章一共。
And so I wanted to see how John uses the word truth.
所以我想看一看呢，约翰他是怎么来用这个真理这个词的。
And there are 3 words I believe in the Greek language, all of which are the same word, and they're the word for truth.
有三个希腊词呢，都近似哈，他们都在讲真理。
So I counted up the number of times that the word truth is used in the book of John.
然后我就再数了一下约翰福音里出现真理的次数。
Okay. Anybody want to guess?
有谁愿意猜一下吗？
That's not a fair question. The number is 56 times.
有56次哈。56
times. Do you think John's trying to tell people what I'm telling you is the truth? 56 times he's telling them about truth.
所以约翰呢用了56次啊，就是告诉大家他这本书上讲的是真理啊。
All right. So, what do you know about the number 56?
你觉得56这个数字是什么呢？你知道？
Okay, and if you went to school, you'll remember that 56 is 7 times 8.
你在数学学的时候你就知道是7乘以8。
Okay, so what does the number 7 mean in the Hebrew language?
在希伯来语里呢，七是什么意思呢？
It means complete.
那是意味着完全数。
Okay.What does the number 8 mean in the Hebrew language?
希伯来文里面八意味着什么呢？
It means one more than 7.
那就是七比七多一啊。
Okay, so the Spirit of God is saying, listen, I've told you 7 times about truth.
圣灵说呢，那我告诉你七次。
But he says, I've so told you 7 times 7 times about truth. 49 times about truth.
那我也告诉你呢，七倍的七次啊，49次的真理。
And then he says, just in case you forget, I'll give you another 7 just to make sure that you know it's all about truth.
然后怕你忘了，我再多给你一个七哈，让你确切的知道这是真理。
Okay, so this book is not fairy tales.
所以这本书不是神话故事。
This book is truth.
这个是本真理的书。
All right. So, read verse 15.
那我们来读十五节。
And tell me whether you think this is truth.
来告诉我这是不是真理。
As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by.
十五节说呢，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿照在什么人身上。
Do you think that's the truth?
你觉得这是真理吗？
The people who were there, the next verse says, at the end, all of them were healed.
那十六节的最后说，全都得了医治。这些人
，Is that the truth？
这是真理吗
？I find that all very, very interesting. So I tried to figure it out.
我发现这很有意思，所以我努力想来弄明白。
So you tell me if you think this is what happened. You'll remember that in chapter 3, there was a man who had never walked. He was a cripple. Okay? And that's not an easy word to say. We learned that this morning.
No.
But he was a cripple.
那我们都知道，从三章开始呢，有一个人他不能走路，他是个瘸子哈，他得了医治。
He had never walked. He was over 40 years old. He'd never walked.
他是生来就瞎的，哦，生来就瘸的。他是，已经四十多岁了，从来没有走过路。
And the people were amazed because they saw him walking and jumping and praising God.
那人们呢就觉得很诧异，因为。当他得医治以后，发现他不但能走，还能跳，还跳着赞美神。
So if you had been there that day, what would you have done?
如果你那一天在那里，你会做什么呢
？You'd probably go home and tell everybody. You'd say, "You won't believe what I saw today. It was absolutely amazing what I saw today."
你可能回家会告诉每一个人，你说你不能想象我今天看见什么了，真是太神奇了。
All right, and if you were a cripple and you heard what happened to that cripple, what would you do?
如果你是一个瘸子，你听了关于另外一个瘸腿的人这样的故事，你会做什么？
What would you do?
你做什么？
You'd say, listen, if that happened to him today, I'm gonna go tomorrow.
你一定会说呢，如果今天这个人是能站起来，我明天一定要到那个让他站起来的人那里去。
Okay. Now the fact is that many, many people heard that story that day. There were 3,000 people that day who became Christians.
你要知道那一天可是很多人都听了这个故事。因为在那一天呢，有3000人啊，在彼得的讲道里受洗，成了基督徒啊。
And those 3,000 people and all the others went home and they told the story.
那这三千人一定会回家，也以及其他在场的人，他们会讲这个故事。
And so I think that what happened after that was that they said Peter's going to be walking along there tomorrow, the next time. I want to be there.And so I think that some of them were able to get there on their own when they were sick, and others said, "You carry me, but I want to go to that hospital."
所以，他们一定会去打听啊，第二天彼得要在哪里啊？第二天彼得要去的地方呢，他们就一定会先聚集在那，即使不能去的人也会找朋友，抬他去啊。这就像个医院一样，对他们。
And so I think some of them said.I know where he was. I know where that man was at the gate. I'm going to go to exactly that place at the gate.
那有人一定会说，我知道这个人，我也知道他第二天会在哪一个屋里啊，哪一个门那边。那我第二天就在那个门那里等他。
And what do you think happened when they got there?
那当门徒使徒们到那里，你猜会怎么样
？Okay, somebody else was there ahead of them.
有人在这之前就已经到那里等他们了。
There were all kinds of people there.
So, 有各种各样的人等在那。
And so, some of them probably said, "Oh, I'm too late. I guess I'll go home."
有的人可能会说呢，太晚了，我要回家。
And others of them said, "No, I'm not. I'm still sick. I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stay here."
那有的人就会说呢，哦，还不行，我还这病着呢，我一定要在这待着。
And I think they were waiting for Peter to come by, and there were many people in a lineup.
他们在等候彼得来呀，有很多人就在排着队。
And they thought, you know, if Peter's going to stop and deal with every one of these people, that's going to take a long time.
那彼得如果停下来来处理每一个这样的人呢，会是个很长的时间了。
But you see, they believed in Peter's God.
但他们相信彼得的神。
And they said, Peter doesn't have to stop. If I'm here and Peter walks by, even his shadow falling on me would be such for me to be healed.
那他们说呢，那这样即使彼得不停下来，只要他走过，只要他的影子路过哪呢？ 我在他影子里，我也一定能够得医治。
So I think there were then two kinds of sick people.
所以那里会有两种的病人。
There were the first kind of sick people who turned around and went home.
有一种的就是说太晚了，我转身就回家了。
Because they said, "Ah, this isn't going to work."
他们会说这没有用啊，这个做不到。
And then there were the other people who didn't go home.
还有一种的，他们不回家。
What was the difference between the people who did go home and the people who didn't go home?
那区别是什么呢？那些要回家的和不回家的。
What was it again?
Faith.
The people who stayed believed in Peter's God.
那些这就信心了。那些留下的是因为他们相信彼得背后的神。
And they said, "I don't know how it's going to happen." But Peter's God was able to heal the impotent, the lame man. I believe Peter's God can heal me.
然后他们会一定会这么想，我也不知道这是怎么做成的，但是我知道，彼得的神呢一定会医治我啊，他是大能的。
And when they did that, they were healed not because of Peter, and not because of Peter's shadow.They were healed because they believed in Peter's God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那一天得医治的人啊，不是因为彼得，也不是因为彼得的影子照到了，而是因为他们相信彼得所信的那个神耶稣基督。
Okay, but then there were other people. They didn't live in Jerusalem.
那还有一些人呢，他们没有住在耶路撒冷。
Some of them probably lived way up north in Samaria or Galilee.
很多人也许是住在北面远远远一点的撒玛利亚或者加利利。
Some of them probably lived way down in Hebron in Judea.
有的人也许是在靠南边的希伯伦和犹大地。
And they said, "I'm going up to Jerusalem. I want to be healed. I'm going to go to Jerusalem."And one way or the other, they got there.
但他们都是一样的心思啊，他们说我们要去，去耶路撒冷，我要去得医治。所以一个一个的呢，他们就都聚到耶路撒冷来了。
Some of them even were plagued by evil spirits.
有的人甚至很可能是被邪灵所附了。
And the devil had control of their lives, and they couldn't break his control.
魔鬼控制了他的生命。那他们甚至没法挣脱。
And they came up to Jerusalem. Maybe took them days or even weeks to get there. We don't know. Depending on how they traveled, they might have been so sick. Took them a long time to get there.
那他们来到耶路撒冷，有的呢，是近的远的，可能一天的几个星期的。那真的取决于他们病得有多重啊，他们怎么来的。
When they got there, how many of them were healed?
他们来到那里呢，有多少人得医治了呢？
All of them.
全部啊。
Can you believe that?
你能想象吗？
This book is about truth.
这个书是讲真理的。
It says all of them were healed.
他这里讲到全都得医治。
哇。
非常。
My next question then would be,Why were they all healed?
那我下一个问题是为什么他们都得医治了呢？
Well, they were miraculous signs, and they were all healed in order to prove to the other people who weren't sick in body, but their souls were sick because of sin. They were all healed to prove that everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.Will be saved.
那他们不但是身体啊，那他们的灵也需要医治。那他们，这样的神迹就是证明了他们每一个人都得救了，不但身体得医治，灵的罪也得赦了。
If you were here this morning, you can answer this question.
那么今天早上
，Why did the Lord Jesus die?
今天早上，如果你们有人在的话呢，就能回答这个问题：为什么耶稣基督死了？
To take away our sin.
去带走我们的罪。
What is more important? That the Lord Jesus heal your bad leg or take away your sins.
哪一个是更重要？一个耶稣基督呢，医治了你坏的腿；另一个呢，他去除了你的罪。
Okay, take away your sins is more important.
去除你的罪当然
更重要。Why did he repeatedly give or heal cripples? Why did he cause people to walk right?
那为什么他持续的医治这些瘸腿的人呢？让人能够正确的行走，方便的行走呢？
Okay, why? Because he wants you and me to walk right. Not in our bodies, but walk right in our lives.
因为他不但让我们在身体上能够，他盼望在身体上能够正确的、方便的行走，也要我们的心呢，也有这样的行走的能力。
Okay, that's the reason for the miracles. Jesus wants to change our walk. He wants us to walk in ways that will please Him and bring prosperity and blessing and joy to us.
所以他希望我们灵里的行走是一个什么样的方式呢？是能够与他同行，取悦他，也给我们带来地上的繁荣和祝福的。
But it's kind of amazing, isn't it, that Jesus, that the disciples were able to heal everybody.
所以这还是很让人吃惊啊，因为门徒们能医治所有的，全部的。
So you remember the stories in the Old Testament.
你记得在旧约的这些故事。
Was there ever anybody in the Old Testament who was healed because he'd been sick? Can you remember any story?
记到一个故事，旧约的一个例子，那一个人病了，然后他得医治了呢？
Okay, so Sharon says Naaman the leper. Yeah, Naaman was healed. Can you think of any others who were healed?
还有谁呢？
What was that? The widow, yes, the widow was healed. There were quite a few in the Old Testament who were healed.
还是有一些，一个叫乃曼的将军哈，一个寡妇都得医治。
But it's not very often that you read everybody was healed.
不是很常有的读到每一个人都得医治了这么一个场景。
There's something different about the New Testament. When Jesus did his miracles, everybody who came to him was healed.
那在新约呢，有一些的不同啊。当耶稣基督做他的医治的时候，在他面前的人都得医治了。
When the disciples did their miracles, every one of them was healed.
当使徒们做他们的神迹的时候呢，每一个人也都得医治了。
The reason I believe is this. In the Old Testament, the miraculous healings were to prove that God could do it.
在旧约里呢，那些神奇的医治呢，是来证明神可以做。
But in the New Testament, the proof or the miracles are to prove that everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus can have his sins forgiven. Not just one here. Or one there, everybody can be saved.
那新约呢，其实是借着这个给我们一个很重要的教导，每一个人信靠他，罪都能得赦免，是每一个人，就是说是全部，你只要相信他的，神都医治你。
Okay, and so the invitation is to all of us.
所以这样的救恩呢，这个邀请是发给了我们每一个人的。
Okay, and each of us say, Lord, if you can do it for them, I want you to do it for me. It's for everyone.
所以你会说呢，每一个人说呢，主啊，你如果能对他做这个事，我也希望你对我这么做。所以救恩是敞开给每一个人。
Were all the lame people in Israel healed when Peter walked along?
我们都是犹太人啊，在当时那个彼得医治的这个场景上的这些犹太人
Were they all healed?
他们都医治了吗
No Who were healed? Only those who believed were healed
所以并不是当时去的瘸子瘫子都医治了谁得医治呢是那些留下信靠他的才得医治了
Did the Lord Jesus Christ die for everybody?
是不是耶稣基督为每一个人死了呢？
Yes.
是的。
Who gets their sins forgiven?
谁那谁的罪得赦了呢？
Only the people who believe get their sins forgiven.
只有那一些信靠他、相信耶稣基督救恩的才得到罪的赦免。
All right. Well, it's interesting. I just found one other thing that I want to remind you of.And that is that it was Peter's shadow that was important.
还有一个有意思的点在这里呢，就是彼得的影子，影儿。
Very strange, his shadow passing over them.
很奇怪哈，就他的影子穿过。
We read this morning in our ESL class the story about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it says that everybody who touched him.Was healed.
那我们今天早上上英语课的时候呢，我们读了一个故事，讲到了每一个人碰到了耶稣的就得医治了。
It doesn't say everybody was healed. It's just everybody who touched him was healed.
他没有说每一个人都得医治，而是每一个碰到了、摸了就得医治了。
Here it's everybody on whose shadow, who were under Peter's shadow, who were healed.
那这里呢，就是每一个在彼得影子照过的人呢，他都得医治。
So I thought it would be interesting to know what the Bible says about a shadow.
那我们也许会非常有意思，我们来想查考一下圣经讲影子是一个怎么样的说法。
And we only understand shadows in part here in Canada or in our part of Canada.
那我们只是很部分的理解在我们。在现在这个地方呢，我们部分的理解是影子的意思。
What's the usual importance of a shadow?
这个影子的平常的重要性是什么？
Keeps you out of the intense rays of the sun.
就是让你啊没有免于太阳暴烈的直射哈。
People don't usually like shadows in the winter.
人们不是太喜欢冬天的影子。
But we like shadows in a hot, hot day in the summer.
但是我们很喜欢这个特别热的夏天的影子。
And sometimes, if there isn't a shadow around, you get your own umbrella.
有的时候呢
you put a sun umbrella rather than a rain umbrella to give you some shade. You want a shadow.
有的时候你为了创造这个影子，你还打一把伞，那不是雨伞，是太阳伞。
And so in the Old Testament,The word shadow is used over and over and over again as a place of protection.
所以旧约呢，一直在讲到这个影子呢，很多次都在讲遮盖保护。
We're not going to look at all the verses, but I want you to look at least one. Psalm number 91.
那我们不读所有的地方，那我们查一个地方啊，诗篇的九十一篇。
Psalm number 91.
旧约诗篇的九十一，九百七十三页。
Psalm number 91, verse 1 says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
91篇的第一节说呢，住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下，这个荫下就是影子。
Okay, so this story is of people who...Have their life, live their life under the shadow of God, His protection over them.
所以这就在讲的，所有信靠神的人呢，他们是住在神的保护之下，就是他的影子里面。
Would that be nice?
这是不是很好呢？
You remember the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness, they went through the Sinai Peninsula.Which is very, very hot.
记得在犹太人他们出埃及的以后呢，他们是去了西乃山哈，可是非常热的地方。
They were there for 40 years.
他们在旷野转了四十年。
How did they survive?
他们怎么活下来的呢？
Don't you think they said, oh, this heat is unbearable?
他们不难道不会说，哎呀，这个太阳简直是受不了的。
Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, weltering heat.
那他们可是一天一天，一个月一个月，一年一年，全都是在这个旷野的太阳的直接的照射下。
How did they survive?
他们怎么活下来的呢？
God said, I'm going to give you a cloud overhead all the time.
神说呢，我要在你们头顶上一直给一朵云。
And there was a big cloud over Israel everywhere they went. And it was nice and warm, but there wasn't intense heat because there was a cloud to give them cool weather all through their journey.
这就是为什么呢？他们同时呢又有足够的能量啊，那又有很好的阴遮盖，所以他们走到哪呢都盖住他们，非常非常的舒服的。
Okay, and so that was a protection for them during the day. At night, there was a pillar of fire, which was a protection for them at night.
那在晚上，这是白天啊，在晚上呢，他们会有一个火柱啊，在保护他们。
And so the psalmist said, you get close to the Lord, and you will live your life under His shadow.
所以对圣经说呢，我们是要住在全能者神的荫下。
I'm trying to remember the verse, but it basically says, I sat down under His shadow with great delight.
圣经有一处的经文说呢，我坐下来在他的荫下呢，以非常喜乐的坐在他的荫下。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get the benefit of the protection of His shadow.
所以当我们信靠耶稣基督了以后呢，我们就得着了这样的益处。什么益处呢？就是有了他荫下的保护和保障。
The picture that the Lord Jesus Christ uses is of a mother hen and some little chicks.
Okay. 那个耶稣基督的这个比喻，这个样子就像什么？有个母鸡和很多小鸡。
Okay. And so what does a mother hen do when problems arise?
然后麻烦来的时候，这个母鸡会做什么？
She goes cluck 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 cluck, and she raises her wings, and the chicks go down under her wings.
然后它会咯咯咯咯咯叫一下，然后呢把翅膀张开，那小鸡就都跑到它翅膀底下来。
Okay, now the Lord Jesus said to Israel, weeping, and He said, how often would I have gathered you?As a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not.
这就是耶稣为什么哭着对耶路撒冷说啊，他说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我有多少次啊，我就像母鸡啊，要把小鸡遮盖在我的翅膀下，但是你们不愿意。
The Lord Jesus wants us to live under His shadow.
所以耶稣愿意我们住在他的荫下呀。
He wants us to live under the protection of His wing.
他愿意我们住在他翅膀的保护之下。
So there's a sad story about a day when there was a fire that went through the farmer's barnyard.
那有一天呢，有个很就这是一个悲伤的故事啊。有一天，这个火烧就烧那个一个农场主的谷仓。
And when the fire had passed through, the farmer came out, saw where the fire had gone, and he had lost much.
然后当火停了之后呢，农场主看他损失很大。
He looked more closely, and there was a hen that was burned to death lying on the ground.
然后他仔细一看呢，发现有一只母鸡啊，已经被烧死了在地上。
And he went over, and as I understand the story, he kicked the hen.
然后他过去呢，他就把这只母鸡踢开了。
And when he kicked the hen, three or four little chicks ran out.
他踢开了以后呢，有三四只小鸡出来
了。And the mother died, but the chicks lived.
这是母鸡死了，但是小鸡活着。
That's the story of the Bible.
这就是圣经的故事了。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我死了。
And he wants me now to live under his shadow, under his protection.
他现在要我生活在他的荫下和他的保护之下。
And I think some of these people, when they were waiting for Peter's shadow, were thinking about these things. They knew the Old Testament.
所以我相信呢，有一些的人呢，他们在等候彼得来要照他的影子的时候，他们是知道这些旧约经文的，他们是在思考这些旧约的话语的。
And I think they were saying, Peter's God. He can help me. He can save me.He can cure me. I want his protection.
他们会想的，彼得的神呢，他们会保护我，他们会医治我，我要住在彼得的神的翅膀荫下。
All right, well, back to our story. I guess maybe now's a good time for questions.
现在有什么问题吗？
Before we go back to our story, questions.
有什么问题吗？当我们回到那个故事之前，回到那个使徒行传之前。
All right, chapter 5 and verse 17.
好，我们继续往下走了，五章十七节。
Then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night,An angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. At the daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. All right, we'll stop there.Maybe that should be read in Chinese too for emphasis.
继续往下读中文。
就下手拿住使徒，收在外间。但主的使者夜间开了监门，把他们出来。
All right. Do you think those are pretty exciting days?
你们是不是觉得这是不是很令人高兴的一天呢？
The priest said, "Listen, we've told you you're not to preach anymore." And so they took him and they put him in prison. And in the middle.Of the night, the angel comes by. And the angel says, come on, we're leaving. We're going down to preach. They said, but the Sadducees, the rulers said, we can't preach. And the angel said, God says, go and preach. Okay, they said, we'll go. What time did they go into the temple to preach? Earlier, as soon as the sun was up, they were there preaching.I think it's absolutely marvelous.
所以这是一个非常非常令人激动的故事。那正当彼得他们在做这些工的时候呢，那些宗教的领袖啊，那些大祭司啊，撒都该教门的人就来了，把他们抓起来。然后抓起来以后呢，夜间的时候，天使就来了，天使来把监门打开，说你们去讲道去。那我们肯定会说，那我们这撒都该人不让我们讲啊。你们去要听神的话去讲道，那是什么时候呢？就是天刚刚亮的时候。
Who would you rather serve, Jesus or Justin Trudeau?
你愿意侍奉谁呢？是耶稣呢，还是土豆呢？
Okay, and you'd say, well, I want to do what Justin Trudeau says, but when Justin Trudeau says, go east, and Jesus said, go west, I'm going to go west.
如果 Trudeau 说你要往东走呢，那耶稣说你往西走，你应该怎么走呢？
And so the religious leaders said, don't say anything. And the angel said, you go in there and you keep teaching.
然后宗教领袖说你不准讲了，那耶稣说你要去讲神的道。
Do you respect the apostles? They were pretty good men, weren't they?
你们是不是很尊敬那些使徒们？是，他们是非常好的人。
I might have said, well, all right, I will go and preach, but I didn't get much sleep last night, so I can't go to preach till I have a nap.
我也可能会说呢，哎呀，我是可以去讲道，但是我昨天晚上在监牢里没睡好，我就回去打个盹呢，再去讲道。
They didn't wait for a nap.
他们没有回去打个盹呢。
They said, Jesus said, go preach, I'm going now.
所以他说耶稣让我们去，现在去，那我们就现在就去。
Our mother used to preach a sermon to us often.
我的母亲啊经常跟我们讲道啊。
And it was very simple. It went like this.
很简单，他是这么说的。
Abraham got up early in the morning.
他说亚伯拉罕清早起来。
Okay, that's all the sermon it was.
这就是全部讲道内容。
Okay, we didn't need any more sermon. Abraham got you get up.Okay.
我们就不需要更多的了，所以你们就赶紧现在起来，因为亚伯拉罕清早起来。
These men got up early in the morning.
所以这些人呢，他们清早就去讲道了啊。
All right, we have time. Let's keep reading the rest of the story.
我们还有些时间，我们继续看故事的后面。
It's in verse 21. We'll pick it up. When the high priest and his associates arrived.They called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. So here they are, early in the morning. They say, now, those bad men, they're in prison. You go get them out of the jail and bring them to us.
所以现在早晨了，那这些抓他们的人说可以了，现在你们把那些被抓的人带过来。
But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the door.
But when we opened them, we found no one inside.
Okay. All right, that's enough.But Norma can't handle this. It's absolutely hilarious, isn't it? They go to the jail, all the people standing there, everything's fine. Open the door, there's nobody
else. 他说是非常非常高兴啊，很令人发笑的事，就是你可以想象，他带足了人，是气势阵仗都很齐的，跑到监牢里去一看，一个人都没有。
So you say to them, what are you doing here? Oh, we're guarding the people. We're keeping the jail free. That's right, keeping it safe. And then you open up, there's nobody inside.
然后他们一定会问这个门口这个守监牢的，说你们在干嘛？我们在守好这个牢啊。那很好，打开来一看，什么人也没有。
Some people say, you know, if you become a Christian, it's going to be very boring.
有的人会说呢，你们成为基督徒啊，会很闷。
Okay. The Christian life is not boring.
基督徒的生命不是很闷的。
And lots of wonderful things happen.
有很多很奇妙的事情会发生。
All right, so let's keep on reading.
继续往下读。
Where I can't even read. 24?
On hearing this report,
the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were puzzled.Wondering what would come of this. Is that interesting or not? If that had happened to you, what would you think?
如果你碰到这个事，你会怎么想？
You'd say something's going on. I had better start to listen.
你说我一定有一些事在发生啊，我最好要听一听。
They said there's a big problem here. We don't know where it's going. They would, we got to solve this. This is bad, bad, bad.
这里已经麻烦了，我们不知道这里发生什么了，很糟糕这个事。
Is it possible for people to fight against God?
有没有可能人跟神来争斗啊？
How foolish of these people.
这些人是多么愚蠢。
The jail is empty.
这个牢空了。
Okay? You want to know why.
你要明白。
You want to know what it means. You want to know what happened. They weren't concerned about that.
你应该去想一想。
They said, we got a problem here.
这是为什么。
These men are missing. They got a problem.
因为这些人没了。你应该想一想为什么。去思考一下这个原因呢。因为这些人没了，但他们并没有这么做。
All right, verse 25.
二十五节。
Then someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. That's maybe sufficient. We'll keep going, but that's what they said. You can imagine the Jews here, the Sanhedrin, all of these leaders there, and somebody comes in and said, you know those fellows who you put in prison? They're down in the temple. They're preaching.
然后你可以想象，所有的工会的人呢，他们站在那啊，长官站在那，他们还没有搞明白的时候呢，有人来了，说你们要找这个人呢，他们又在店里在讲道呢。
What would have happened if instead of going to preach right away, these apostles had gone home for a nap?
你猜如果他们没有立刻去讲道，他们回去睡觉去打了个盹，会怎么样？
It'd be a different kind of a story, wouldn't it?
这可就是另外一个故事的版本了，是不是？
The man would come in and say, you know, the people that you put in prison, they're all at home sleeping.
应该是这么讲的，那个人会过来说，那你们在找的人呢，他们全在家里睡觉呢。
This is a far better story to read. The people you had put in prison because they were in the temple preaching, they're back in the temple preaching.
那这个版本可是比那个在睡觉的版本要好得多了。
Okay, and God tells His stories in very powerful ways, and it's important for us to be very obedient. When God's going to do a miracle through you, do a miracle through me, you make sure you're doing God's work God's way. You don't know the significance of it.
所以当神要借着我们来做一些神迹的时候，我们一定要顺服他，因为我们不知道未来会怎么样。神有他的旨意。所以这个时候呢，他们在那讲到这样的一个安排，是个非常 powerful、非常强有力的安排。
All right, verse then 26.
二十六节。
At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force
because they feared that people would stone them.
All right.So, did the people understand what was going on? Yep. Did these rulers, did they understand what was going on? They knew what it was, but they were still determined to fight against God. How foolish to fight against God.
人们有没有明白到底发生什么呢？他们明白，但是他们还是要去和神争斗，这是多么愚蠢的事。
When we were little boys,We used to hear about boys who would be fighting.
我们在小男孩的时候呢，我们经常会听到孩子们，有些男孩子会打架。
And the little phrase sometimes went like this: "Pick on someone your own size."
那经常是男孩子用的一句话就是你选一个人到你这一边。
And that was to say, if you're going to fight somebody, don't fight somebody very small.Be a man. Fight somebody your own size.
啊，我理解错了。他是说呢，就是找一个人呢，跟你差不多的个头的去打。
It would be very foolish and unfair to fight somebody who is a lot smaller than you. What do you think of somebody who fights somebody who is a lot bigger than them? Yes, foolish, you're crazy.
那也是很愚蠢的。
I told you before that when I was a little boy, I was the smallest boy in the class.
我是男孩子的时候，我是班上最小的那个。
What do you think happened when it was fight time?
如果是打架的时候，你猜会怎么样呢？
I ran home.
我就回家了。
Okay, no point in fighting, then they're all bigger than me. I'm not going to fight them.
Okay.
These foolish men said, we're going to fight God. But they said, we can't just arrest them publicly. We've got to do it quietly because we might be stoned. The people might stone us. They didn't care about God. They cared about the people who believed in Jesus.
但这里呢，讽刺的是，他们不怕神呢，他们却怕那些在当场的那些百姓用石头打他们啊，这是非常讽刺的。
All right, verse 27 then.
27节。
Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Okay, what do you think of that?
你怎么想这个事儿的呢？
Okay, so he says, listen, we gave you orders not to teach in this name. They said, yes, we heard that. But we don't always follow your orders.
他说，我告诉你们不要去讲啊。然后使徒们就说，我们知道，但是我们不会跟从这命令。
He said, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching.
你们奉这名啊，教训人。 使这个耶路撒冷充满着道理。
Well, I wish we could say we did that today.
我盼望我们其实也今天也这么说，也这么做。
We haven't filled Vancouver with the teaching of Jesus.
我们没有让整个温哥华都有神的教导。
Those apostles had filled Jerusalem with the teaching of Jesus, and we know it because that's what their enemies said.
那这些的使徒们却让整个耶路撒冷充满了。 基督的教导，我们怎么知道呢？是他们的敌人做的见证。
And then it says, and you are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood.
你却要想要叫这人，就是耶稣的血的责任呢，归到我们的身上。
Were they guilty of that man's blood?
他们是不是因这个耶稣的血有罪呢？
Yes, they were.
当然是的，他们就是。
And so, why did they keep on telling people that Jesus had been killed unjustly? Why did they do that?
那为什么他要杀掉耶稣呢? 为什么他们这么做?
Because it was the truth.
因为那就是真理。
Jesus is going to speak the truth.
因为耶稣是要在讲真理的。
And Jesus' servants must speak the truth. How many times is the word truth used in the book of John?
约翰福音里真理出现多少次?
56. Okay? That's a lot of emphasis. Okay? It's truth, 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 56 times. It's all about truth.
就一直讲了56次的真理。
All right, now verse 29 is a wonderful verse. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than man. Okay, is that the witness of your life?
这是不是你的生命给出来的见证呢？
That's what they said. We are determined. We are going to obey God rather than man. I must obey God.
这是他们愿意说的，我们愿意顺从神，我不要顺从人。
And these people respected the apostles. They respected the Jewish leaders.
所以这些人呢，他们很尊重使徒们。
But they were not prepared to disobey God in order to obey the rulers.
他们不愿意顺从那些领袖啊，他们愿意顺从神。
Now it took great courage for them to say that.
这可需要很大的勇气啊，在当时说这个话。
They said to these men, the judges, they said, "We must obey God rather than you."
因为他们是跟着当时的这些当权的人，审判的人说，我们不愿意顺服你们。
And you may find in life that you often have to use that line.
所以你在生命里啊，有的时候会想，会碰到这样的，经常会碰到这样的情形，要用到这些经文。
And many years ago, my boss came to me and he said, "Harold, there's an important job we want you to do for our company. You go to such and such a place and you tell these people," actually I was supposed to go to the government. "You go to the government and you tell the people this is what we want to do."
那我很多年前呢，我的老板啊，曾经告诉我去做一件事情，他说你去政府呢，跟这些人说我们的在这件事情上的意见是什么。
And I said to my boss, "I'm awfully sorry."
那我跟我老板说呢，我很抱歉。
But I can't do that.
我不能这么做。
What you're asking to do, you want the government to agree to have you do things that the Bible says is wrong. I cannot argue on your behalf, I must obey God.
我说呢，你要政府要你做的，允许你做的这个事呢，其实也是圣经不许可的。那我不能代表你呢，去跟政府去谈，所以这件事情呢，我做不了。
Now that wasn't such a terrible thing. My boss actually apologized. He said, "Oh, of course," he said, I never should have asked you to do that. No, 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 that's not." So that was the end of it.
但好在呢，我们这个结果没有那么糟糕。那他老板立刻意识到了，他说：“哎呀，是我不应该叫你去做这个事。
” But these apostles said, "This is life and death, and we are going to obey God. You put us in prison once, you put us in prison twice. We are going to keep on obeying God." We're not going to be obeying you guys.
这些使徒们却说呢，我们要顺服神，不顺服人呢。即使因此坐牢一次，坐牢两次，我们还是要顺服神。
Then he goes on and he says more. Would you have done this if you were him? Verse 30.
接着他们又继续再讲了，如果你是彼得和其他的使徒，你会这么做吗？你会讲完这句话以后，还继续再讲一篇道吗？
The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. Would you have told them that?
你会把这句话告诉那些人吗？
They had said, "You intend to bring this man's blood upon us."
因为他们已经威胁了彼得，他们说什么？说你们要把这个人的血啊归到我们身上了。
Peter said, "Yes, there's only one reason why that man is dead. You killed him."
彼得也直接地告诉他们，是这个人死只有一个原因，就是你们杀了他。
Verse 31. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior. Just hold it there. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior. That's an amazing thing to say. You killed the man and God came along and raised him and made him prince and savior.
这是非常神奇的。彼得先讲了你们杀了他，但是呢神来了把他升高做什么呢？做君王和救主。
What would you have done if you'd been the judge? you'd say, I think we're in real trouble. The God who raised Jesus from the dead is the same God who brought these men out of prison last night and took them and put them in the temple, and there wasn't a single guard who could explain what happened. Miraculously, they got out of the prison, they got into the temple, and these men still said, we're right and God's wrong.
所以如果你想想当时的情形，你就觉得会很奇怪啊，就是同样的是这样，这个神他把耶稣从死里复活升高从做君王和救主，这也是同样的这个神呢，他把这个使徒们从牢里救出来，以至于没有一个看牢的看守呢能够解释到底发生了什么。那这些官长们他们只要稍微思考一下，他们就知道是怎么回事，但他们依然说呢，你们错了，还是我们对。
How much evidence do we need before we say, Jesus, you're right, and I'm wrong?
我们还需要多少的证据才我们能跟耶稣说，能跟神说，你是对的，我是错的。
All right, let's keep reading verse 31.
我们继续再读31节。
God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. Why did Jesus live? Why did Jesus die? Why did Jesus rise again? What's the answer?
为什么耶稣活了，死了又复活呢？
That he could give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel.
是因为他可以将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
How do you get forgiveness of sins?
你怎么得着赦罪之恩呢？
Repentance. Repentance comes first, and forgiveness of sins comes after. Jesus died to forgive us our sins, but repentance, belief, is the only way we can get that benefit.
所以耶稣死了，为我们的罪死了，但是呢，我们借着悔改和信心接受这救恩，是唯一的方式，我们得着这赦罪的恩赐恩典。
Okay, then he goes on and he says, we are witnesses of these things. I better keep reading. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So, they were witnesses. Peter says, we know it's true, we're witnesses. Peter also was saying to them, you fellows are witnesses. You know that the prison was filled at night. You know the prison was empty in the morning. You're a witness. Do something about it.
所以彼得在这里说他们是见证，其实那些官长们也是见证，他们这些官长们也看见了这个牢房空了啊，他们也都见了这些神迹，他们应该也说一点什么才对。
And then he says, now remember, the Holy Spirit is also a witness to this.
然后接着他又在这说呢，其实神的圣灵啊，对这事也是做见证的。
So the question is, who gets the Holy Spirit? What does it say?
谁得着圣灵呢？
The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him.
就是那些顺从他的人呢，顺从基督的人就得着圣灵了。
Did these rulers have the Holy Spirit?
那这些官长有没有圣灵呢？
They didn't obey him. Did the apostles have the Holy Spirit?
使徒们有没有圣灵呢？
They obeyed him.
是的，因为他们顺服了神。
And the great blessing of the Holy Spirit is to those who believe and obey. Believe and obey. That's what's important.
所以神的圣灵的祝福就是呢，给那信靠和顺服的人。
Now, what do you think of the next verse? When these people heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. What an amazing response.
这可真是一个令人吃惊的回应啊！第三十三节。
Were these men interested in truth?
这些人对真理有兴趣吗
？Were they interested in God?
他们对神有兴趣吗
？No.
What did they want?
他们想要什么
？They wanted to carry on the way they've been carrying on. I'm okay. We are in power. We want it the way we want it.
他们想要继续他们在当时那种生活方式。啊，觉得一切都很好，我们有权利，啊，我们有钱财，他们就想继续，什么都不想变，他们觉得没必要改变。
And they said to the apostles, "You do it our way, or we will kill you."
所以他们对使徒们就说呢，你们要按我们说的做，否则我们就杀了你们。
Okay, and God says, "Now hang on a minute."On Judgment Day, the only thing that is important is truth.
但是在审判日的时候，真正重要的只有真理啊。
No kinds of people in the world say truth isn't important. It is important.
地上的人可以说真理不重要。
Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣基督是神。
That's truth.
这就是真理。
That's important.
这是非常重要的。
Jesus Christ is good.
耶稣基督是好的。
That's truth.
这也是真理。
That's important.
这非常重要。
Jesus Christ died to take away our sins.
耶稣基督死了来带走去除我们的罪。
That is truth.
这也是。
And it is the most important truth.
这是最重要的真理。
If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you believe, if you repent.If you obey that delightful package, means eternal life, your sins can be forgiven. That is the most important truth.
你接受耶稣基督成为救主，如果你顺服他，得着的最好的救恩的礼物，这就是所有的真理里面最重要的那一个。
All right, so our time is almost gone.That's maybe a reasonable place to stop because the next section is a long logic. Are there some questions? We got a few more minutes. Any questions on what we've covered today?
那我们今天先停在这，这是一个比较好的地方，因为下面呢又开始一段很长的一个故事啊，一个很强的一个逻辑在里面，所以我们就先不进到下面一段，我们先停在这，来接受大家一些问题，有没有？
Any questions? Any questions?
有没有什么问题呢？
It would have been very, very exciting to have been one of those apostles.
会很令人兴奋啊！如果我们成为那使徒当中的一个，在当时。
But it would have been kind of scary to be one of those apostles, wouldn't it?
同时呢，也会让我们害怕成为使徒中的一个。
And I can understand Peter saying it, but I think he might be saying, "Oh, this is heavy stuff."
也许彼得在讲这些话的时候呢，会有些手抖啊，这是还挺重的一些话。
The Lord gave him strength, but I think it was hard.
神给了他力量，但是这不表明这件事不是容易的。
The Christian life is good, sometimes it's difficult.
基督徒的生活呢是好的，但是呢也是不容易的。
The wonderful thing is that the Bible says that the Lord is stronger and greater than any.Enemies that we may have.
圣经说呢，我们的主啊，是比我们所碰到的一切的敌人要更大、更有力。
And so we go, we pray, we say, Lord, you help me, please. But I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go your way.
我们会祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我，我要做你的事，我要用你的方式走我的路。
All right. Any other comment?
有没有其他的问题？
It's interesting that these men, this Sanhedrin, this council of people who were opposed to the apostles, they had to wrestle with these issues too.
所以很有意思呢，就这个公会啊，公会就是那些官长们聚集的那个组织，那他们自己也要对这个问题呢，会有一些争论，一些内部的争议。
They had to decide what they were going to do.
他们需要去判断他们要做什么。
Peter had said to them, "We have decided to choose God, to obey God rather than you."
因为彼得已经很明确地告诉他们，我要顺服神，而不是顺服你。
And surely each of those men would have had to say, "I guess we better decide whether we're going to serve God, obey God rather than ourselves."
那我们其实当场的每一个人也都应该这么问自己，我是应该顺服神呢，还是？
All right, let's have a word of prayer then as we close today. Lord, thank you, we pray, for all your goodness to us. And Lord, we pray that you will just help us to obey God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您给我们一切的恩典，也带着我们来顺服神。
We don't want to obey men, Lord. We don't want to obey the devil. We would rather obey God.
我们不愿意顺服人，也不愿意顺服魔鬼，我们愿意顺服神。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will give us the boldness to repent in order to obey God.
主啊，也求您给我们这样的力量和胆量来悔改，顺服神。
If we're going to repent, we've got to turn against the sins of our past and say no more of them. We want to follow Jesus.
有这样的力量，我们就会跟我们灵里的罪说呢，我要远离，我们要跟随耶稣。
And so, Lord, we pray that each one of us will take very, very seriously the decisions that have got to be made in the light of the truth of the Bible.
我们盼望每一个人都能够做一个在光中正确的决定，就是接受耶稣基督。
We give thanks for your goodness, we give thanks for your kindness, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们在你里面，谢谢您的恩典，谢谢您的祝福，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.